whistle from the referee, which duly comes. Floats it into the area. It's flicked on. And FC can clear. But only as far as Mahn. And then it's up and under into the box there. Ooh. Jones lets it go. And there's a mix-up. And Palinkas clears. And FC get... Well, that classic risk of letting the ball bounce behind in there, Curtis Jones. And, well, that almost ended up in the net. And Palinkas again getting FC out of jail. Guy Hall plays it back to Curtis Jones. Jones now. Griffiths about 30 yards out. He's thinking about a dig. Well, not too far away, but couldn't work the keeper. There goes just about half a yard over the bar and slightly to the right of the upright. Not a bad effort. Pierce now on that left flank. Palinkas for company. Palinkas stays with him and gets a foot in. And the ball goes out for a throw. And it's quickly taken throw. Pierce with a bit of space. Trying to get it over there to Smith. And that'll fall nicely. Ooh. And the ball came over there to Clyde Smith. He flicked it across without really knowing what was there. And Hayhurst seized upon it. It sat up very nicely. And he half-volleyed it into the net. No chance for Lavercombe. It's FC United 0, Curzon Ashton 1. Just a real sense of control that Curzon Ashton have of this game, as well as a 1-0 lead. Nodded on nicely. Important defending. Oh dear. And it's 2-0 Curzon Ashton. And the ball found its way past the defence. Lavercombe came out for it, but it was Waring that got a... Well, he studs on it first, and Curzon Ashton double their lead, 2-0. And a mountain now back for FC.
To be honest, James, I don't think he touched the ball. I think he was reaching for it. Lavercombe came expecting him to get the touch on it, and because he never actually made any contact, there was no forward movement of the ball. It dropped underneath Lavercombe and just trickled into the net.
And now it's back with Andy Halls inside FC territory. About a minute of the added time remaining. Out to the left flank, Rodwell Grant, and it comes through to Linney. Into the box, got a shoot. Linney, one-handed save. Russ, left-footed Russ, and it's cleared. Well, FC suddenly coming to life, having conceded two. Appears now as Curzon bring it away. Jones flicks it forward now. Linney is a one last chance. He's got to flick it forward. Onside is Russ. Russ hesitating there. Gribbin had moved across. Well, wouldn't you know it, FC have had a couple of real chances right at the death here of this first half. Chance to give themselves a foothold in the game, but perhaps just a sign of encouragement. And there's the half-time whistle. Ross sort of puts his arms up in despair, but well, this game has really come to life in the last 10 minutes as Hampson takes it to the byline, comes across, and a chance now, and it's 3-0, and Richards just about wraps it up, and the opposite of what FC needed has happened. Ball came across, Hampson took it to the byline, cross, and just Jordan, lovely finish on the half volley, but surely somebody's got to be right tight on him.
A beautiful finish, to be honest. I mean, he absolutely crushed it into the far post corner. I mean, the goalkeeper had no chance.
And now the ball out on the left flank of defence with Connor Richards, dispossessed by Gribbin. Gribbin now into the box. He's got to, it's crossed the ball. There's a real chance. There's a goal. It's Linney. Great work from Gribbin there to nick the ball. And a rare mistake by Connor Hampson. And FC doing exactly what they have to do. Was there any sniff, any opportunity. And that was good composure by Gribbin to wait and to make the right ball to Linney, who was in space and unmarked, surprisingly. And FC just give them a sniff back into this game. Gribbin ready to take the throw in, takes it quickly. Rodwell Grant on the turn. Good work from him. Can he get the ball over? Cross cuts in. There, cross comes shot in the end. I'd have thought a low ball across the face of the goal. There were three red shirts in there. I don't know whether he tried a shot there or a high ball, but anyway, just he over
needed,
the bar.
He needed more method and less energy in that. If it had just, like you say, just sent it in hard and low, I tell you what, it could have gone in itself. But it could have gone off one of their players or one of FC's players.
Hayhurst takes it. Low to the near post. Oh, hooked away by Jones. Brilliant defending, because it was a real awkward, it was clearly a plan, it was flicked on there by Pierce, and well, Jones with brilliant defending to get it on the half volley off the line. Now there will be an actual corner, and FC have really got to be on their mettle here. So caught in possession there, Griffiths gets a foot on that, can't quite control it. Barton back to Posha, across to Matthews. Matthews slides it forward. Griffiths does well, reads it well. He's got to find the right pass. Linney. Oh. Linney tries to control it on the turn. Linney in the box. Linney turns, shoots over the bar. Frustration there for Regan Linney, not working the keeper there. De Grouchy back to Gribbin. Can FC find a quality cross? Gribbin dribbles into the box to right. Across. There's done! Rodwell Grant, it's 3-2! Brilliant work, Gribbin. Good composure. Found Linney. Linney with the assist, and Rodwell Grant right in the position, right on the near post, where you need a player to be, and volleyed it in from, well, point blank. 3-2.
Great link-up play between Gribbin and Linney to create that ball, and then it got driven into that front post area where you had Rodwell Grant making the run across the keeper, got his foot on it and crushed it into the net. Superb delivery. They need to keep this momentum and this work rate up there all the time.
Hampson to float this into the box as Ashton look to seal this game. Well, Labakan went for the ball. He was out jumped, and then the ball broke there for a chance.
Just side-footed that into the net.
That was an absolute golden opportunity for Curzon to bury this. And now another free kick to be taken. Will the whistle go as the ball is in the air? Here comes Labakan.
I think there's every chance once it's cleared, he'll blow.
Out comes Jones, nods it on! And Linney tries to get in there, but he can't quite do so. And Renshaw has it, and that, with 51 minute plays, is surely that. Well,
it's a day of what might have been.
Renshaw taking a moment. Mr. Aston blows, and it's all over. It's FC United 2, Curzon Aston 3. Curzon Aston progress to the next round.